second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest, the second part of the program, is Zabeth Bain, and I have a link to her story on the schedule page. And so please pick up where you left off. You took the baby to the hospital. You lived fairly close to the hospital. And I know that when you have small children, that, I mean, things happen. And certainly accidents do happen. And usually it doesn't, it's inconsequential. But apparently this was not. And yet the people at the hospital, the doctor, did not believe you, which is horrible. Why would they not believe you?
Apparently there was no outward signs of injury on our baby. And I was actually, I was laughed at by one particular hospital here when we went into the emergency, because, you know, we spent 2 weeks after that initial trip to the hospital with the not breathing incident, going back, seeking help to medical clinics and into other hospitals. And, you know, like I said, I was laughed at once over the incident, saying, you know, this wouldn't cause any damage in a baby. And I don't see any outward damage, so she must be constipated or just has reflux. And they put her on some medication to control reflux, and that didn't help because obviously that wasn't the problem. But what's scary is that a parent can go into the hospital for an emergency with their child and walk out having a finger pointed at you saying you abused your child. And then what's even worse is the child who has a medical issue spends, like ours, 3 weeks in not getting it attended to. She could have died. Her head was swelling 6 centimeters, and nobody would listen. And these are our doctors and medical professionals. So it was just really scary to have that happen and to not get treatment for her. So, but, yeah, and then after we finally got at the end of 3 weeks and they noticed the bleeding in her head, shaken baby syndrome, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're facing police interrogation. We were arrested. You're facing, you know, social workers removing other children from your family. And you're being monitored. You know, you can't see your baby alone. And it's very, very invasive. And when are you left with time to, you know, worry about your daughter and what happened to her rather than defending these allegations? It's just the whole system is, it was a wide awakening to us.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Bethany was born on August 3rd, 2007. She was 2 months old when this happened. I mean, things do happen. When you have other children, things happen. And the fact that they did not attend to her is also very deplorable. I mean, you obviously, she had some issues, and I don't know how they could attribute her not being able to breathe to being constipated. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, well, she had vomited. So they figured there was vomit, you know, that had blocked her air passage, and they just attributed it then to reflux and constipation. And they're treating the reflux, and they were treating the constipation, giving her, you know, a baby enema. But that wasn't the problem. And, in fact, we found out that retinal bleeding and the brain hemorrhaging can also occur if there's very harsh vomiting and coughing, and that can produce pressure in the head. So here she already has a bleed, plus she's vomiting heavily for 3 weeks. So, I mean, to me, all of this just compounded her problem.
Oh, absolutely. Not receiving the proper medical attention certainly did a lot, and that's very invasive treatment to begin with. And they gave her pharmaceutical drugs?
Yes, yeah.
All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest, the second part of the program, is Beth Bain. And now this story, it's in several parts. It's a 17-part article that talks about this and what happened and how the government seized your child. And it is just amazing to me. So go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Well, we had three children at the time. And after the allegations came from the child abuse pediatrician at the Children's Hospital, the social services stepped in, and they removed our baby, Bethany, but she still had to stay at the hospital. She was recovering. And then our two boys, who were two or three at the time, the social services also removed them. They were with Grandma and Grandpa at the time, and they came to their house, and we weren't there, and tried to remove them out of the home as well, but the Grandpa refused, and eventually they relented and they left our two boys there. But we had no access to our boys and hospital access under supervision with our baby. And then while she was still in the hospital, we ended up being arrested by the police here and interrogated for a day before they released us that evening. And that in itself was another horrific experience for us while, you know, your baby's suffering in the hospital, to be sitting in a jail cell for half a day and then the other half of the day being interrogated. I mean, it was it was so bad that they ended up calling an ambulance for me because my whole body had seized and was going numb and had just twisted just with the stress and the treatment there. So just, it was incredible. And then, you know, we spent a few weeks without any access to our boys as well. And, you know, never having been away from our children or having had a sitter, we were just beside ourselves. You know, what do we do? It was a whole new world for us that we didn't realize could happen to someone.
And of course, the boys were traumatized by this entire incident also.
Oh, incredibly so. And we went to the media before when we just weren't making any headway. We actually had to seek out, I was researching what is shaken baby syndrome, and I found out there's a big controversy over this. There's so many other issues that can actually mimic shaken baby syndrome, you know, even bleeding disorders and birth trauma. And as you were saying when we opened the show, you know, vaccines, there's so many things, and accidental head trauma, which is what it was in our case, that we had to seek out experts to do a review. And social services did not want us to have that done, so we had to do it, you know, on our own. Getting disclosure was another story. But basically, on our child's birthday, they decided to remove from the grandparents as well, and they came and traumatized our children with two police officers and two social workers. And, you know, the grandparent was there for his grandson's birthday too, and they removed their children under force. And they were screaming and crying. It was the worst experience. And to this day, our children are scared if they see a police officer. And if someone knocks on the door, you know, they're wondering, they hope it's not social services. They hope it's not a policeman. Don't let anyone take us away. It's something that's carried on for many, many months afterwards. And, you know, that was 4 years ago. So it was very traumatizing for them.
Now, you have socialized medicine in Canada. Now, did you know the doctor that initially saw Bethany when you took her to the hospital? Had what kind of medical care, if any, was she exposed to before this incident? She was only 2 months old. Had she seen?
Oh yeah, she was. We had a pediatrician involved with her. I give birth prematurely to most of my babies, and Bethany was born premature as well. So she was following up with our pediatrician as well as our family doctor. So she did have regular care and the well baby checkups with the public health nurse. So, you know, she was being cared for, monitored. She didn't have any huge issues, just prematurity. So, you know, you're watching for developmental issues with her.
And did your pediatrician step in at any time and say, look, I know these people. They would not have done this. Was he helpful at all?
Actually, it was our family doctor that was very helpful. She stepped in and called social services, vouched for us, told them, you know, that something's wrong here, that she followed us. Even before we had the children, she was my family doctor. And she said, this is impossible. This did not happen this way. And, you know, they didn't put any weight on what she had said. She also, after they removed, she also conducted a full physical on all the children. And, of course, there was no findings with that. They were just premature. So, yes, they were smaller because they were premature babies. But they were developing just fine and normally, considering that. And she also did a media interview with Global TV that had first run our story and vouched for us on the report there, too. But it didn't have any effect on social services. They have made their diagnosis, and instead of, they start with a presumption of guilt, and they're looking backwards if they work at all with that. They make their case based around that diagnosis. And we were told, you know, they couldn't work with us until our story was consistent with the story or the diagnosis of their diagnosing doctor, which was shaken baby syndrome. And so we couldn't get anywhere. They were butting heads. We couldn't confess to something we didn't do. So because of that, they wouldn't work with us. And basically, we're in denial, you know? So what a frustrating position. And this is what we're finding with parents, because our story has gotten out there, that parents are contacting us through, I noticed you're referring to one of my older websites. We do have a new one. It's evidence-based medicine and social investigation.org. And parents write in there that are going through exactly what we have gone through, even with brittle bone diseases and such. These hospitals are diagnosing abuse, and the police are interrogating as if you're guilty and not innocent. And the social workers are removing, and they stand by their diagnosing doctor. They don't do proper unbiased investigations.
Amazing. Give us that website again. Evidence-based medicine
and social investigation.
Okay.
.org.
Okay. All one word. Okay. I'll be sure and link that on today's schedule page. Now, the doctor that first saw Bethany at the hospital, was there just one doctor, or was there another opinion that contributed to this faulty diagnosis?
When we first went in with that emergency, it was just the acting emergency doctor there that had just diagnosed, looked at her symptoms. He put monitors on her, flicked her feet, and she started breathing again. He had given her oxygen, and she stayed there for a couple of hours. They sent us home. I was back again that same night because she was unresponsive. She wasn't moving her limbs. I gave her a cool bath. Nothing was working. And then they transferred us to another hospital. One doctor saw her there. They didn't do a CT scan and MRI until almost 3 weeks later. So many doctors saw her. Yeah. When we finally got the CT scan and MRI done, there is a pediatric radiologist that's looking at it. They have a scan team where they have an ophthalmologist looking at the eyes. They have, a radiologist doing the x-rays. They do all their testing, which actually they omit a lot of valuable tests that could determine differential diagnosis. And the child abuse pediatrician then takes that information and says, well, this fits in with shaken baby syndrome, or this child has been abused. They have so many amount of broken bones, but they don't do deep enough testing before they point a finger and say, this is abuse. So there is a scan team that's usually involved with these cases.
Amazing. Now, you are going to have a conference in 2013.
Yeah, it will be our third conference, yeah.
Now, I'm sure this happens a lot. I'm sure that that it happens in the United States. And I'm trying to figure out, is this an effort on the government's part to assume responsibility for children? Are they making these claims so that they can take custody of children? What do you think is behind their agenda?
That's a broad question. I think there's a few answers to that, and there's different motivation behind it as well. I mean, in some cases, I believe that you do have social workers and a hospital staff that truly care about these children, and you have cases that are literally very abusive, that, children have to be removed for their protection, and they have to do investigations and prosecute criminally, any acts of abuse against the child. I do know that there are budgetary demands that they have in the hospitals. They have X amount of dollars, and they have to have X amount of, cases or work done for that budget, and then they can apply for a bigger budget the next year. I mean, that can be another motivation. Depending on the country as well, I mean, in the UK, I know it's even worse. We had it better here than, you guys have it and the UK has it in these situations. But, there's a lot of people that want to adopt. I know in some places they do get money per removal. There's bonuses. Like I said, it's a broad question. That I'm not familiar with all the answers for that question, but I do believe that there's a lot of different motivation and corruption that's involved in this type of industry.
All righty. We are going to break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our second guest is Zabeth Bain, and her website is evidence-based medicine and social investigation, all one word, .org. And you brought up a very interesting point. You were talking about adoptions and that the hospital, given their diagnoses, would get more money for their budget if they diagnosed perhaps more things that required extra care, extra tests, extra things that usually cost money. And I kind of thought about the organ harvesting industry as you were talking about this. And I think what you're saying or implying is that there's a profit motive behind making these false accusations.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the budget, yes, I would say there is profit in both medical and social service industries in having these allegations. And if I could just branch out from there as well, referring back to our case, the costs involved in prosecuting our case in family court, even in the foster care system, when a doctor makes this diagnosis, you've got a child that needs special care. And here, I mean, there's different levels of foster care, and they get different amounts of funding for that. So they diagnose these children. Sometimes there's just mental diagnosis rather than, you know, physical injury, and they're in different levels of care, which in turn brings in more budget for them and more profit for them. So, and in our case as well, I mean, that's, they need a budget for supervisors to do the visitations and level three care for all the children, and then the legal costs involved. Plus, they're bringing in extra specialists in a medical case like this. They flew one in from Florida in our case, and, you know, just to look at the file, I mean, they're costing at least $10,000 for that, but they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in our case, all in all, with every branch of funding that they needed. It was a vast amount of taxpayers' money that was completely unnecessary, because look at where we are today, and all three, and when we had another baby, four children are back in our care again. And the verdict came back that it was not shaken baby syndrome. So it's an incredible amount of taxpayers' money that is just wasted.
You could also apply this to the school system, wherein they diagnose so many children with ADHD and ADD, and it's all about money, and it's also all about putting all of these children on these horrible, horrible pharmaceutical drugs that just alter and damage them terribly. And I think you could also compare this to the fact that many judges are on the take, and they will put people in prison so that they can exploit the labor situation and use these prisoners, nonviolent prisoners, for manufacturing goods. I mean, this is terrible.
Yeah, it parallels into all branches of government and as well. It's actually, I just refer to it as an international epidemic, because in all countries, you know, we get pleas for assistance, and the story is the same everywhere, and the motivation behind it seems to be the same everywhere as well. But it's an international epidemic for sure.
And by making the accusation, now they could have certainly helped Bethany, could have treated her. You would have taken her home if they had been, if they had been qualified doctors, if they had just done their job, they could have solved the problem immediately, and you would not have gone through all of this, and of course the taxpayers wouldn't have had to pay for all of the money that went to special doctors, special agencies. It seems like they're just creating the problem in order to create a profit stream.
That's well put. Yeah, that's exactly very well put. But as you said, I mean, instead of, they do a bare minimum testing in the hospitals. And one of the ophthalmologists I had spoken with that was looking into our case, you know, said the ophthalmologist will just do a quick look at it. They'll say, oh, retinal bleeding, shaken baby syndrome, it was abuse, and they want to just get back to the surgery or other things. I mean, this is they simplify it, and they rush to a diagnosis that's easy rather than going through all the multitude of testing to actually get to the root of the problem. I mean, and you have children that could be, you know, the bruising, that can be different types of bruising, can be mistaken for abuse when there's actually different disorders or disease a child may have. Even lack of vitamin K shot as well can cause that. And children that are born prematurely, you'll see a lot of bone issues with them. And to me, it would seem, I mean, I had a 24.5-week baby born who had osteopenia prematurity. You'd think that, because it's common knowledge that children born under 5 pounds or children born under term, naturally, they all have some sort of bone disease. They have rickets, vitamin D deficiency. They don't have the last part of the movement in the mother's womb for the last 3 months to build their bones and grow strength. And these kids are fracturing in the hospitals, just having their diapers changed. And, you know, what's going on? Why don't they investigate this farther?
Exactly. All right, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Beth Bain, and her website is evidence-based medicine and social investigation.org. And you help people who have had these false allegations made against them. Have a lot of people, a lot of couples, come to your website and ask for help or told their stories?
Yeah, there's almost daily we get requests for help, and it's very appalling, you know, just how often this is happening. And the cases that come to us, they're not isolated by the borders. They come from the UK and the US, and throughout Canada for the most part. We had one request for help from Norway, but it's mostly the other three areas that are writing for help. And basically what we're doing, like, our focus is to hold conferences in order to bring, you know, the different professionals that we're hoping to reach them that are diagnosing these cases of abuse and make them very, very aware of the quantity of times that their parent or caregiver is actually innocent, and aware of the differential diagnosis and the testing that should be done and could be done in order to, you know, rule out and figure out if it is abuse or, you know, if it's something else and this child needs different medical attention. And so what we do outside of the conferencing, I mean, we bring parents to the conferences as well to connect them to those experts. But the letters that come to us, we basically act as a bridge We work with the lawyers to provide them with the current medical research on the subjects of like Munchausen's, rickettsia, and baby syndrome, brittle bone diseases, and we'll give them that information as well as look through the case and the diagnosis and symptoms and injuries and connect them to the medical experts that they'll need to conduct those reviews. So we kind of coordinate all of that and act as a bridge there. And emotional support for these families because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that may not have as much support from the family or the friends that they thought they'd have once the finger has been pointed at them, that an abuse or a criminal act has been committed against the child. And we just try to be there and build a network around them and connect them with others that have gone through this to give them some support to get through this because it's one of the worst times in your life to have a child sick, needing medical care, not getting it, to be separated from your child, and facing legal action that could permanently remove you from, you know, your little ones. And so that emotional support is so vital. So that's in a nutshell, that's basically what we try to do through that website. And we have another sister site. And we do have some wonderful people that are working with us with that. We just took on three more directors. So we have Charlene Hyler, who's an emergency surgical nurse from Manitoba, Canada. We also have Matthew Seely, who's a legal professional from Utah, and Ann Bernardo, who's a legal nurse consultant from Pennsylvania. She works with the law offices of Mark Freeman, and they take on a lot of these cases. Another excellent lawyer that is working with us is Zachary Bravos. And I believe on their website, Zachary Bravos' website, you can also take a look at Illinois Bar Association published an article on this. It's called A Critical Look at Shaken Baby Syndrome. So both of those, there's a lot of good information on their websites as well. And, of course, all the doctors and experts that are working with us and with other projects in trying to uncover, you know, the truth. Is this an abuse case or has this been misdiagnosed? And they'll work with the legal counsel and review these medical files, and they're finding it. It's just endless, the quantity of people that have been falsely accused and have lost, you know, their most valuable possession, a family.
Oh, my. All righty. We do take callers. Let's take Werner from Canada. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, good afternoon to your guests. And I feel so sorry about that there are so many people that are being abused by a system that actually should protect us. Are you familiar with the case of Daniel and Jennifer Fitzgerald?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that case.
A few years ago, Daniel Fitzgerald, he started writing a book exposing corruption within the RCMP and the connection with organized crime, and it happened in British Columbia. They had to leave British Columbia and move to Ontario. And their children were being removed in order to get them to shut up. And one child was even removed within hours after Mrs. Fitzgerald had given birth to it.
Oh, oh my.
Terrible.
And you mentioned about the diagnosis by the doctor about shaken baby syndrome. There, several years back in Ontario, there was a pathologist, and he got disgraced, Dr. Charles Randall Smith, and he testified in court cases against people, against parents that had been accused of having physically abused their children. And mm-hmm. it
yes.
came out that he was completely unqualified. So a lot of those cases, they got reversed and the judicial system had to take a sober second look at it.
Yeah,
well,
I'm familiar with that case. Yeah.
And in here in New Brunswick, in Fredericton, it happened, I don't know, about 6-7 years ago. There was a case, too. There was a family. They came from India. And there was a certain genetic condition, and it was falsely diagnosed, and they removed the children from that family.
Amazing.
Where they got, you know, hemorrhaging underneath the skin. And the social workers, you know, in their eager, you know, to, get more clients under their tutelage. They made up a story, so the children were removed, but then, you know, it was recognized, and they had to back off.
Well, thank you so much, Werner, for sharing. I was kind of curious. Have you ever done a study of the history of child abuse or these cases before and after the social services took effect or socialized medicine took effect?
I understand there are statistics when children have been removed and given from their parents and given in foster care, they have six times more the likelihood of being sexually abused.
Yikes.
And then there is another aspect what your guest mentioned there. It is a money racket, and it is a gravy train and a meal ticket for all those useless bureaucrats.
Right. Sabeth, what about the history before and after social services became an agency?
I actually haven't done personally any study with that. I'm mostly unfamiliar with all the medical side of this type of a case. But I do know that there's another organization in Canada that assists parents and does a lot of research into that. And that group is called PAPA. It's Parents Assisting Parents Association. And if your listeners wanted to go on their website, there's a lot of information there that would be relevant to your question right now that they could look for.
Okay. Do you know that website? What is the website? Do you know?
It's Parents Assisting Parents Association.
Okay. All righty.
And you have one of your guests there on RBN, Dr. Carly, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anybody who becomes a whistleblower, they become a target for those so-called children protective services.
Right. Okay,
I say the system is so corrupt. There are so many corrupt elements that have found their way into the system and at the feeding troughs. And it is high time that the cases get exposed and those perpetrators get kicked out of there and held legally responsible.
Right. Well, the spoil system has always been a part of government, whether you're talking about U.S. History, whether you're talking about Canadian, the bureaucracy up there. But anyway, it's always been a spoil system, and it's used to exploit the citizens. So thank you so much for your call, Werner. We do have some other calls.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's take Tammy in Arizona. Sabeth, did you have some comments you'd like to make before I take another call?
Hello. No, I just wanted to refer you to the other website there. That was good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Tammy, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
My son has fallen into the cracks of the injustice system. And it's good to know there are organizations out there that are fighting for truth and justice. But with my son's case, the coroner actually lies about the cause of death of the child he tried to save. And I do have medical backup. One expert that was at trial and then another expert that was able to give a report stating that the coroner is misleading. I was wondering if evidence-based medicine and social investigation, do you work with innocence projects?
We're connected to. We have access to refer cases to them. One of the lawyers from the Innocent Project, Catherine Jepson, she actually assists us with helping us with referrals and advising legal counsel that comes to us to help in these cases. So we're part of the network.
Okay. I wonder, because the Innocence Project is investigating my son's case at this time, they haven't committed to it yet. I was wondering if I could refer them maybe to you, or they probably already have your information.
Well, if you're working with an Innocence Project already, they would have the most up-to-date information.
Okay.
But you could feel free to browse our website, because we actually have a link on our website to a sister site where we have a lot of medical research papers that you can download, and you can look through. And if you're not sure which would be applicable to your case, you could write me emails on both of the websites, and you could send me an email or any of my directors. Like I said, if you're already with an Innocence Project, which Innocence Project are you with? There are a few.
It's Northern Arizona.
Okay. We're actually with Keith Simbley and the Medill Innocence Project. We get a lot of information from them, and they send us, you know, the latest up-to-date information. So you could direct them to the website, or you could write me, and we could connect you to Catherine Judson, which is another lawyer that works with the Innocence Network, if you wanted more advice from her.
Okay. Catherine Jackson.
Judson, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, thank you for your time, and, you know, blessings to you and all the people that work with you. There's so much injustice, and it's just the corruption to have convictions, and I think there's a tail end for payoffs and money for the state, you know, with no regards to human life.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your help and your referrals. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. All righty, let's take Dan in Oregon. Dan, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for accepting the call. I guess the question I ask is that the speaker, your speaker, talked about abuse, but she never used the term neglect. Does neglect come into play, or is it strictly abuse?
Oh, no, it's neglect as well. We have cases where there's no medical evidence of abuse. It could be mental or emotional, or it could be cases where they've been charged with neglect of a child and they're facing losing the child as well.
I have found in the past that schools are getting into the game. That is, the more special ed students they have, the more money they get, and very often, not all the time, they try to manipulate the Child Protective Services to go into court to take custody of the child and place the child in some other environment on their rationale that if the child is in a different environment, it will improve educationally compared to the home. Would you like to comment on that?
I'm sorry, could you rephrase? You're saying that the schools are getting involved?
What I'm saying is sometimes I've noticed in the high schools or schools per se, if they can label a child a special needs child by education, they get extra funding from the federal government to the school. And sometimes the school tries to manipulate the Child Protection Services to take custody of the child under neglect, not so much abuse, as to placing them into a different home, saying that if they were in a different environment, the child would be better educated. And I was just asking for your comment. Is this a common factor, or is it just kind of situational?
No, it's very common. The schools do get funding, different program funding, for different children. If they label them as special needs in different areas, then they'll get funding for the programs for those special areas. One problem that we have here is when, let's say, a parent has a child that does need some extra funding and does have special needs, the government won't give them the money in the home to support the special needs. They will actually remove the child and place them in a different home in order to get the funding to the child. And, you know, we've heard parents signing over their rights of the child agreeing to put them in care so that the child can get funding. Why not provide that funding necessary in the home? Why do you have to remove a child? And then, you know, there's more tax money going into that. You're paying the care home now. But, yeah, there is, they do get funding for the different programs and labeling the child special needs in different areas, yeah.
Well, the next question I have is that, you know, when you use the term abuse in regards to the child being in danger and compared to neglect, if these charges are there, how much does it depend on the social aspect of the family? That is, does the family, you know, if it shows tendency towards neglect or abuse, it's a negative fact, but what happens if they don't? And they still come down with the expert's opinion that this child is at abuse or in danger.
Yeah, you know, usually, like I said, there's a presumption of guilt. Once a social worker makes that removal for abuse or neglect, they build their case around that. Even if you have a good social history, I mean, my family and I had an excellent social history. There's no drugs, there's no neglect. It was excellent. We're always taking our kids, you know, to the proper experts for medical follow-up. But still, they had to build their case around that. So it didn't matter that the evidence pointed to good quality care in the home. They're still going to build that case.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dolton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dolton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dolton.com. That's Dolton.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Beth Bain, and her website is linked on today's radio schedule page. And we do have some other callers. So Dan, I'm going to let you go. Did you have another comment or question, real quick?
Yeah, really, too. Is that the system, that is the court system, when it comes to child protection? Usually, in the old days, they had a probable cause hearing to see if you had enough information or evidence to take the child, and then you had an adjudication hearing whether you can have the child up to 2 years in state custody. And it seems like in a lot of the states they combine these two, so when they go in the court and they take the child for 2 years rather than they use both as adjudication hearing and skip one, and you know, it kind of short circuits the court as well as the rights of the parents. The second question, real quick, is this. Is there, in your caseloads that you look at, is there a marked distinction between people who live in the rural areas compared to people who live in the urban areas? On that note, I'll say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, Dan. Sabath?
Yes. You know, the cases that come to us, I know the stats when you're dealing with shaken baby syndrome, they tend to say, you know, lower income families, et cetera, that have more, they readily more abuse or neglect the child. But we actually get quite a variety of backgrounds, social history backgrounds, financial levels. It doesn't seem to be, you know, biased towards one or the other on the cases that we actually see. It's just a problem in all families in general if you have a child.
Okay, thank you. Let's take Sunny real quick from Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Deanna. Real quickly, back in Bill Clinton's second term, Mary Madeline had a radio show, and she was going berserk one day. My husband and I heard her talking about Bill Clinton had just signed into law, I think it was an executive order, that in order for Child Protective Services to get federal funding each year, they had to double the number of children removed from homes the previous year, and we could not believe it. I mean, run the numbers. That's exponential. And we looked it up, and it was for real, that every year they have to double the number of children removed from the home from the previous year in order to get their federal funding. And then we wonder why this is happening. Anyway, just a quick one, hon.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks.
In the chat room, DCF is a private corporation for profit. Okay, we do have one more caller, Lisa in Canada. Lisa, welcome to the program. Real quick, we're running out of time.
Hello, Zabeth. I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through all this atrocities with the medical profession and social services to prove your innocence. In our family went through something similar with shaken baby syndrome. It's been a long time to get over it. In fact, I don't know if we'll ever get over it. How do you handle the stress of going through this? And do you feel that it's always going to be there in the back of your mind? And do you worry about the future and the possibilities of social services coming around again?
Lisa and Beth, I want you two to contact each other, please. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in, and thank you, Beth, for being on the program and sharing your story. We have run out of time. Bless you, bless your family, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good to be here. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. And Lisa, please contact Beth. Go to her website.